Many of the terms, comments, and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Woo, woo, woo. Listen
to me. Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM, fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now, here's BAM.
Here's BAM!
Who's the luckiest liar of all? My daddy used to make me sit on Pinocchio's face and make him tell lies. Oh, nose grass! You joined the night with lovely Raycon. Faggot Franz, yeah. Fucking Novak. That's my only curse word, I swear it. Beautiful Bam Margera. Oh.
Millionaire.
Dico, I hate you, Dico Smello.
I have a new nickname for the Dream Seller.
Uh-oh.
Life partner?
Life, not more rock control. Life partner?
Life partner?
I took over his girlfriend's position here, guys. She hates me now.
Because we just bought mountain bikes now, and, like, we skateboard at FDR together, and then we go to the bar together. And
then
like,
we go to gym together.
And then we go to gym together.
She's like, think we're fucking.
Yeah, she's like, why don't you take your life partner out to... to go to like a nice dinner. Like, she thinks that I'm going to take my life partner to, like, Dimmerstown Inn and have, like, a nice...
Dico, would you quit looking at porn?
I know, what? I can't concentrate.
It's Instant Messenger, I got business here.
This is how he warms up.
Oh, look at that thing!
There's nothing worse than getting flack from your girlfriend than hanging out with your friends. Like, why do they get jealous?
This is what pissed her off, dude. She set up this special-ass date, right? She was so pumped for this date. Lo and behold, who does he show up with? Life partner?
Wait, you take Novak out on your date with your girlfriend,
yeah,
Jen Bam?
Yeah.
What's going on there?
Well, we're coming home from FDR. We just got done skating, and Goose Creek Grill is halfway home from Philly. So I'm like, why the fuck would I drive home, drop off life partner, and then come back
to have a nice romantic time with your girlfriend that you never get a chance to spend quality time with?
I'm busy. I don't have time to be going to point A to point B to point A to point B.
He would have lost like 20 grand if he dropped
it. Then tell Novak to fucking stay in the goddamn car the whole time. Prove your love to your woman.
Fuck off, asshole. Don't treat me like shit.
You're
jealous you're not the life partner.
I'm just trying to help.
No, you're fucking shit up, as usual.
I'm jealous I'm not Jen, actually.
Yeah, Franz, how else would he eat?
It's okay, though, because I brought him in there, and then he banged some broad in the bathroom.
Before I banged the broad in the bathroom, I looked down on the ground, and Bam's like, yo, what's by your foot? Bam, take over.
Yeah, dude, there's just this random pill on the ground. Like, it's just some pink pill with footprints all over it, and I just, like, I pick it up, I'm like, Novak, look, and then he just grabs it and swallows it.
It could
like,
have been a birth control pill.
That's what I said. That's what
happened
saying,
if it
right?
was.
Yeah, what, you're psyched.
You think his wiener was small now?
It makes your dick shrink?
I don't know, man.
Rick, what's the worst pharmaceutical drug it could possibly be?
It was little, it was pink, it had black writing on it.
It could have been a Viagra on his date with Jen, life partner Pop.
Well, dude, that,
a Woody.
Oh, I think, like, old ladies hang out there, so it's probably, like,
cholesterol pills.
Cholesterol pills.
Or it could be, like, a hormone replacement therapy for women on menopause.
Jesus, right?
I don't know what the hell you
speak ate, English, man. You're speaking Spanish to me.
Well, so, wait, so you take Novak on your date with Jen, and he ends up getting laid at him. Did you at least get laid?
Dude.
She was mad at you.
No, right? I didn't get laid. He did. But here's the thing.
Novak gets laid on your date.
He would rather bang some broad in a filthy bathroom than a nice cozy bed.
Yeah, man, I don't want to take it to a nice hotel room. This is why. Because I have sex a lot, and it takes a certain thing to make me hit the climax point.
And what is
so,
that thing?
This thought gets me every time. I have her in the craziest, dirtiest position in the most dirtiest bathroom you can imagine.
You'd rather do it next to a dumpster.
While she's bent over on the sink. I'm like, if your mother could only see you now. And bam, I'm done.
See? Novak.
Oh, swear to God, boys. Swear to God, boys.
Novak, forgive me if I psychoanalyze you, but I think the whole reason you disrespect women is to get back at your mother. I think.
Franz, don't fucking say a word about my mother.
I think you have resentment against your mother, and you
Novak's
like to humiliate
mom.
Girls to get back at
Dico,
your mother.
Dico, don't start shit.
Okay.
Come on.
No. I think about like your sister's band. How about your sister's band?
Hey,
Novak, how about your
how's sister? How's your sister doing? Oh my God, that's
young.
Just so
you know,
pissed.
I know you did that.
I didn't do it.
No, your mother is going to get lambasted now.
Okay, right. Fellas, let's let everyone know what happened.
Let's explain to everybody what happened.
Let's explain.
You guys all missed an incredible visual. here in the studio, and D. Camillo just noticed it now, we have a picture of his sister's band, Undergirl, here.
You fucking black cunt.
Is that your sister? And she's
no, it's not my sister.
Is that one of her bed? You're lying. He's in denial.
Dude, she lost so much weight.
You don't even know which one it is.
It's the one in the black looking all whorish. Oh, the one spread out on that dude.
Uh-oh.
Oh, he's biting his lip, dude.
He's so fucking
No, I hate her just as much as you do. Well, yo, you probably like her more than me.
Can you realize that she stopped buying? Fine, you pick it up because it's your story.
Well, all I know is this. I was hanging out with Wild Cabbage at Sugar Mom's, and lo and behold, he's like, hey, there's Dico's sister. We'll call her over here. She comes over, pulls out of her bag this picture. And a CD. I wish to God I didn't lose the CD.
No, we framed it.
Because we knew that you would rip it down if we didn't frame it.
No, I won't rip it down. That allows me. I don't care. I can't
you do
stand.
Care. You're biting your lip over here. Which one can you
talk? Let's just get to the point. Go ahead. Finish your story.
The CD.
Story's over. I lost the CD, unfortunately. We never got to hear it.
She gave Franz a CD to pass off to Alan Rankin.
I'm sorry.
I have it in my car.
Can we play it?
Yeah.
Can we play it?
Steve Novak's mom's got a CD player. His ass spread open, getting fucked by a black Congo savage.
And he says he's not mad, ladies and gentlemen.
No, this is great. It opens the floodgates. Now, Novak's mom and his sister. Oh, so help me God. I've never seen them.
Yeah, Deke, you're
yeah. Yo, here's the best email in the world. All right. Here's a guy that hates the show so much that he has the energy to type it 1,000 times a day, which I don't understand. If you hate it, just simply hate it. But
why?
He's
a fucking loser.
Right, so here we go. Why is your show such a sausage fest? Even Viva La Bam is a huge dick farm. I never see any women around. You guys talk about how much tail that knob gobbler Novak gets, but you must yet to prove it. If these women are truly letting this Hey Ron junkie into their pants, must be exploited for us. You listeners, I hate Novak, and I want to treat him like a new cellmate. Cut him loose and film him deep-throating a big schlong in an alley for a hit. He's Cato Caitlin.
He hates us so much, but he watches all the new episodes on MTV and emails the radio. That fucking faggot's listening right now. If you're listening, brother, please call in. Let me fucking ram you a new asshole.
I like
please.
That. I like that Cato Caitlin thing.
Oh, it's perfect.
The thing is, he wants me to prove that you... Why would I want to bring some bimbo into my fucking house and sit here and talk... The only thing that she probably knows about is what high heels to choose to get fucked in.
The only thing a broad can do is fucking get her nails done, hair did, and look hot and fuck good. I don't want to hear her talk.
No, that's just the girls that you choose.
Yeah, my girls.
This guy who wrote the email here has an interesting vocabulary. He has like 7 different words for hard on here in his email. What exactly do you want to see here, dude?
He's just jealous that he's not the Cato Caitlin.
Listen,
he's jealous.
The Cato Caitlin I want to be.
The thing is, dude, why would I want, like, if I wanted girls on my show, why don't you just watch the fucking new Troy Barker? What is it?
Yeah, Travis Baker.
Travis Baker, whatever. Watch his show. They French kiss all fucking day long.
I don't watch TV to see girls. If I want to see girls, I'll go get one and fuck one.
I like these people. I like these people who just bag on everything. As a matter of fact, Novak, weren't you in the bathroom and the other day taking a shit? And didn't you hear some guys?
This story is great. We were at Iron Hill. He was taking a mean shit.
Great place to take a shit. That place is clean.
Private big stalls.
The food sucks, but the fucking bathrooms. I leave Bill there and walk across the street to blow my ass apart. Just because it's privacy, you can spread your legs like Novak's mom and just take a fucking fuck.
Yeah, well, Undergirl's licking my balls.
Oh, what a comeback, Novak.
Look at her. She looks like a goddamn horse. She's spread on the drum platform.
Novak, so you're in the Iron Hill, you're taking a shit. What do you hear?
Okay, I hear, they don't even know I'm in the bathroom, I'm locked in the stall. They're like, yo, did you see who's out there? And I'm listening to them, and the other guy's like, who? He's like, you know that fucking faggot pussy jackass Bam Margera. And I go, well, hey, buddy, look.
These guys are outside the stall. They don't even know you're in there taking
still
a shit.
Meanwhile, there's a foot of turd hanging out of the ass. And he's starting an argument.
I'm in mid-shit, man. I can barely talk without grunting, right? But I got to talk right now.
Right.
So I'm like, yo. Now, look. If you really feel as an asshole, great. I do a lot of times, but have a reason for feeling that way.
And by the way, I mean, you sound real tough in the bathroom, but the millionaire's out there at the table. I'm sure he'd like to hear what you're saying.
Now, imagine walking into a bathroom.
He opens up the door with his fucking ass and balls hanging out, with a foot of turd hanging out of his ass, just to catch a glimpse of what the fucking faggots look like.
So they don't act like a man and say it was me. They say, oh, we don't know who you're talking about. The guy who said that left, but so I looked already.
They blamed it on somebody else. Now imagine this, audience. You go into a bathroom to talk shit on someone who's at the restaurant, and you get called out by the guy who's taking a shit.
So look, I leave the bathroom a minute before they do, and I don't let them know that I saw them, right?
Not even a minute goes by. These two dudes come walking up, and Novak, say what you say.
I'm like, hey, fellas, come here, here, let's talk for a second, guys.
So you bring the guys over to the table where Bam is.
Yeah, they're already uncomfortable. I'm making a big skeptical out of this. Everyone's watching. I'm like, hey, look, I definitely heard you in the bathroom talking shit. I agree with you, really. But tell him, he's right here. Let's be men about this. Don't be tough in the bathroom to your friend. Let's be men. He's like, what are you talking about, you fucking faggot? And I'm like, you know what? If the price is right, I will suck your dick and swallow. So he's trying
but
to, like...
But this made him even more mad that you agreed.
He's trying to, like, degrade me and call me a faggot.
Oh, dude, he's all he wanted to be like, no, you're a fucking faggot, you fucking pussy. Like, he's like, right. Oh, yeah, I'll suck your dick if the price is right. Come on.
Dude, he got so frustrated that he threw his straw at him.
In my face.
Oh, I bet that hurt.
Oh, it was so hurt, man. It was great. And he still wouldn't admit to it. And then his buddy's like, I'm sorry for my friend, man. I'm like, now you sound just as much of a bitch as your friend is, man.
Don't apologize to your fucking faggot friend, pussy.
You have no...
Dude, it's just so funny that, like, not even 1 minute goes by and they can't even fess up to the fact of what they said. Like, he's a pussy. Why is he a pussy? Oh, I didn't say it. I just saw you say it.
I would never call him out if I didn't know it was him.
To know why, though. I would love to know their reasoning as to
they
why
they hate
They
have a reason, dude.
Because they're jealous.
Because
their
girlfriend sees me fucking pull up with all my friends in some nice car or whatever, and maybe their girlfriend's just like, man, I want to be hanging out with them. And they're like, fuck those pussies, because they have nothing going on with their lives, so now they need to talk shit on somebody who has something going on.
There's always a woman involved.
Speaking of pulling up in hot cars, man, the Lambo, the windshield wipers are not for rain. They're used for swatting pussy away. You just got to swat pussy away with them windshield wipers.
Just asses on the hood just getting knocked off.
Man, panties
right
are I'm dodging panties and shit.
Hey, if anybody wants to call in, 877-PORN-BAG. What do you mean, shut your mouth. 877-PORN-BAG.
Especially that faggot who loves me.
Call 877-PORN-BAG, especially if you're the guy who hates the
Please
show.
Please do.
Oh, yeah.
Because, sister, if you're listening,
so
call in.
Yeah, if my sister's listening, call
in. Undergirls, call in. We'll plug you in. We'll give you a plug.
He doesn't even know what that means.
No, it just sounds cool.
So I believe there was a Ryan G spotting in a McDonald's.
No. Let's save it for when he gets here.
What, is that rare?
You gotta call him.
No. It's just so funny because he says that he's on this major diet. He's doing all these sit-ups. And Rake randomly goes to the Neshaminy fucking Turnpike exit.
Busted
and there's G
so
fucking
hard.
Fattening it up with a big-ass Mac, dude.
So hard,
speaking
dude.
Of G, this just made me think of this. We go to the Billy Idol concert the other night. Viewers, you might, even listeners, you might remember the story about me and G running a train on the fattest, ugliest girl in the world.
And how G...
Save this for when he gets here, you dipshit. I'm playing a song.
All right.
Okay,
up.
Yo, listen, Rake, because I know that you're a fan.
I just got the new... I have the new Turbo Negro.
Oh, nice.
It's not even out yet. I got it when I went to Hollywood, and they were recording their album. It's not coming out for so long. Dude... This is where you hear the best fucking
music
ever. Yeah, I want to hear. This is Turbo Negro. This is the world premiere of their new album. It's called All My Friends Are Dead. Viva La Bam. Radio Faction Fuck Steak.
Fuck no, man. Stop. I'm her fucking ass.
Oh, yeah. And Nico's not mad.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Are dead. bam ding on. How the fuck you say it? Is it serious? On Sirius 28. Faction.
No, that's not Nomic's mom. She. Oh. You're up. Yo, well, we're back. You caught me red-handed. Ah, whatever. What the fuck? Call up 877-PORN-BAG. Call Rake at
877-PORN-BAG. Don't call the other phone.
Or you can just call Rake directly.
617-497-7000.
There it comes.
Here it comes. Oh, joining you tonight, Novak, Deco, Bam, Franz, the fucking flamer.
True.
Even Pete Glommer. What's his name?
Pete
Jim Glom is back there.
And we have Deco's sister here with us, too.
Hey, Novak, you bitch!
What are we doing? We going to the lines here?
Yeah, let's take some calls.
All right.
Yeah.
That'll work.
Okay, we're going to take a call here. Send them along. Yes, who is this? It's got to be somebody from New Jersey. That's the only caller I'll take. Hello, are you there?
Hello?
Yeah. What state are you from, first off?
I'm from Middlesex, New Jersey.
We're allowed to talk to you then.
Sex is in there.
Yeah, okay.
Hello?
Yes, you're here. Who do you want to talk to?
I just want to say you guys are fucking cool as hell.
Oh, right on.
Thanks, man.
Except for Novak, right?
No, I like Novak because, like, whoever was talking shit about him before, remember, like, when they emailed him?
No.
Yeah.
Hey, do you collect anything? Do you collect anything, like coins or, like, you know...
Condoms?
Or, do you collect anything?
Kind of question.
Nah, man, but Bam, you're like my fucking hero, dude.
Nah, man.
See, because we're trying to find people that collect things, because Novak here is trying to collect Hep C. He already has A and B. He's trying to have a Hep collection.
As soon as I can see, I will be an official collector.
Five minutes before the radio show, Novak actually said he doesn't wear a condom during anal sex because... You know, the girl's not going to be able to get pregnant.
It doesn't matter.
He says the girl's not going to be able to get pregnant. Like, dude, there's other things to worry about when you have sex other than pregnancy.
That's not my cares.
Okay, next caller.
Yeah, it's Jason.
New Jersey.
Hello?
Anybody online?
Answer a girl's call, you faggot.
Fucking asshole.
Hello?
Hey.
Yo.
Hey.
Fucking A, Bam, and Hammer, and fucking Pineapple, and all you fucking moolies.
Hey, are you the guy that sent me this email?
No, I don't send you no fucking email. I'm not a faggot. Come on.
All right.
Well, you're going to talk to five dudes. You might be a little gay.
I have so much fun watching you. We're doing the same thing down here south. If you guys ever want to come down to Panama City, we blow up acetylene bottles. Have a good time, man.
Sounds dangerous.
We learn shit from you guys, dude, but we got some shit to teach you down here, man. You need to bring fucking Viva La Bam. Need to have you fucking you. Oh, I can't wait to watch you guys dot each other, but you need to get some paintballs out there at the castle, man.
Let me tell you something, my friend. You have never partied till you eat Novak's cum out of girl's pussy. which is what Ryan G did 2 weeks ago, and he's going to be in the studio in 5 minutes.
I don't have that much money, dude. He'd fucking...
Hey, I'm broke as fuck, and I still do it.
Yeah, screw hot girls and bikinis, man. We have fat girls and Ryan G, and that's all we need up here.
Yeah, we might head down that way soon.
Yeah, brother, thank you.
I'm telling you, Bam, you guys, if I, all you moolies, dude. You guys,
hey, call me a moolie.
What is a moolie?
Yeah, what exactly is a moolie?
A moolie is, I think it's more or less on the same terms of a bitch, but it's kind of like a bro.
I think it's like an Italian
thing. Yeah, I think it's an Italian thing, Italian slang.
Italian slang,
yeah, that's it, it's Italian. My ex-fiance is Italian.
We gotta go.
Jesus.
Hey, 877-PORN-BAG, call up, man.
Thanks for calling, man.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Take a girl's call, you homo.
Where's that beer?
Hey, if there's any girls calling... So much cock jamming up the fucking instant messenger.
And all you dickheads call my cell phone. Call the regular number. 877-PORN-BAG.
This radio show is already a dick farm. We don't need any more dicks.
Yeah, high speed DSL. We need it to fucking fight off all the cock.
Hello, caller.
Hello.
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 Hello. Another man.
Oh, yeah.
Another man's been hanged.
Go ahead, caller. What's going on, bro?
What's up, man?
Hello. Phil. Hello.
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 Yeah. Yo. All right, cool. I couldn't hear you. You guys coming to Newark this weekend?
What's going on?
That big party.
On Saturday.
The luau.
Yeah, brother.
I'll be down.
Tell me about that thing, man. Am I getting laid or what?
Is it a rager?
Dude, they shut the whole fucking town down for that shit. It's going to be crazy.
Fucking okay. A, we'll be there.
I think me and Don Vito are hosting it, so
we'll be there.
Novak will be there.
We'll be
railing some broad in the bathroom. Hopefully she must be hideous because
We're going to take speaking of random bras and bathrooms, are we going to still do my contest?
Yeah, we'll do your contest.
Yeah, let's hear what you're saying, brother. Go ahead, man. I'm sorry.
Yo.
Yo.
They printed out 5,000 tickets for the event, and they sold out within 2 days, so they had to pre-print another 5,000.
Holy shit.
I got a copy of one of them, so I printed up 300 myself. I had a bunch of buddies coming down.
You
but
can
I
just
won't
go to Kinko's, and nobody knows the difference.
Yeah, that's what I do for all the Fairman premieres of CKY, but
awesome.
I'll be at Late Oktoberfest in New Hope, Delaware. Yeah. I'll be close, but I
New
won't
Hope.
Be there. There's no hope there.
They sold 10,000 tickets, and Don Vito's probably going to walk away with a case of beer and $65.
No, I've been down there. There's a lot of fucking tail down there. You got to tell them people. Just to get ready, we're coming down to party.
Yo, are you guys partying after the luau?
We'll figure it out there. We don't know yet.
We'll be partying at the luau after
and
before.
Hey, at this luau, Raekyon will wear a grass skirt with nothing underneath.
Come
tell
on.
Tell the ladies, put on some mustard lipstick and suck his ass.
Well, I'll see you later, caller, because in the studio is Ryan G.
The baddest pig in the world is Ryan G. He's a fucking fat.
Yo, Shikus. Shikus, we have two bones to pick with you.
Oh, Shikus.
Yeah,
number one is Raekyon was driving to Vermont. He happens to stop at Neshaminy McDonald's on the turnpike, and there you are with a big fat bag of McDonald's right after you told us that you're on a major diet.
And you said,
gee, what
you said
the
you
fuck?
Food there, but
he's
going to
say a salad was in there. He's going to say a salad was in
dude,
there.
Dude, I had a number. I had fucking 5 cheeseburgers, man. I was so fucking hungry.
Why did he lie to us?
Rick, who are you with? You're like holding some dude's hand when I saw
I'm
you.
I'm holding that motherfucker's hand.
He probably was.
If he gets that
he
mad,
got
he
so
was.
Mad about it.
That means you're mad. Yo, G, another one. Why do you sell the millionaire a $500 mountain bike with fucking flat tires, you piece of shit?
Yeah, that bike is worthless. It has flat tires.
We can't ride
because he can afford to fucking blow it up.
He doesn't need to do that, though.
I
want to
ride it.
See, G, dude, me
and Life Partner are trying to ride, and I have flat tires.
See, charge him $1,000 and blow up the tires for him.
I know, right?
Shut up, Frost.
What the fuck are you getting mad at me for?
Your fucking cat is like, your cat is like down the road.
Your outdoors cat.
Are they outside?
Yeah, your fucking cat's like a mile down the road.
No,
I saw it.
Oh, it does that.
Yeah.
Is it right there, you liar. Look, he's lying again. Glom's looking at
talking
right
about?
Now.
He's just trying he's to get down the
one?
Road.
Which one?
The black one.
Is it out of my property?
I saw it outside your property.
They're both right there.
See, you are full of fucking shit, dude.
They're right there. I'm looking out the window and I see them.
He just wants you to run outside so you can get to the fridge.
I never did anything to you, you son of a bitch.
He just lies to me.
Gee, how did you get so full of shit? Everyone wants to know.
Dude, I thought it was this fucking cat down the road. What the fuck?
Yeah. What color was it?
Fucking black. With a white face.
What color was the Asian guy chasing?
A white face.
Yeah,
we go to the Billy Idol concert the other night.
I don't care.
Shut up. Yeah, you're jealous. You weren't with us. I understand. But guess who's standing outside the doors?
Yeah.
And screams my name.
At the Billy Idol concert.
In front
concert.
Of everybody.
Who,
your girlfriend?
No.
Fat, what do we call her? What's your name for her?
Fucking Boss Hogg.
Boss Hogg. Boss Hogg's chain smoking.
Dude, they got all drunk. Shikus and Novak got all drunk and they hump Boss Hogg in Westchester. We go to the Billy Idol concert 2 days later and there she is. She's like, Well, if it isn't Novak. And he's like, oh, God, babe, it's Boss Hogg. And she's like, can you get one of my friends in? And we're like, oh, yeah, let us walk in here and we'll try.
First.
We got in, dude. We never looked back.
I'm like, bam. Quick, I started Hightown to nowhere. I was just getting away from that bitch.
My favorite part about the whole story is Novak puts on a condom, loses his heart on, drops it on the ground.
I didn't lose my heart on. Stop lying.
All right, whatever. He puts the condom half on. And what is genius?
I need a condom.
Give me that. Puts on the same condom.
So
dude, you may as well have rubbed dicks with Novak here, who has not only herpes and genital warts.
He has Hep A and B. No, not C yet. Once he has C, he's gonna have the full collection.
You said all this last week. Are you so fucking drunk that you don't remember?
I'm bringing our listeners up.
This
to
is
speed.
Like getting rehearsed here.
They're up
the park.
Hey, listen, Ashley wants to know.
Oh yeah,
we got a girl online about the Cradle of Filth video.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah.
Or did.
No, that's doing.
Yeah, okay. Ashley, are you there?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey, babe.
Hey.
You like Cradle of Filth?
Yes, I love Cradle of Filth.
I love girls that love Cradle of Filth.
Oh.
I was wondering why you're not doing their music video.
Well, we talked about it. We're supposed to do a video called Devil Woman. I think I played it last week, but I don't know. I guess I have like a month off. If we could power it out in a month, then we could do it, but we're going to go to Brazil and film Viva La Bam, so I don't know, it's just
I gotta go to Brazil.
They live in England and all that, but it could probably happen soon. I don't know yet.
So I heard you were doing a Sepultura video.
I'm not doing a Sepultura.
That's a lie.
It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
Truth is, nothing will please me more than to do a fucking Cradle of Filth video.
Yo, I love Sarah.
I want to do it so
bad. Yo,
remember
when Sarah called us out, Bam?
Oh, my God. Are you still there?
Yeah. Are you here?
Do you know the girl singer on, like, Nymphetamine?
Yeah.
Well, she's, like, this, she's a really cool girl, but she weighs, like, 250 pounds or something.
Oh, yeah.
And Novak was, like, kind of flirting with her backstage, and then they were doing their sound check, and me and him were sitting up front watching her sing, and we were talking about... Novak was talking about what it would be like to hump her. She stops the whole concert. She's like, are you two talking about what it would be like to fuck a fat chick? And I was just like, I didn't know what to say.
I never lost some words.
What do you say?
Bam,
dude,
saved the day.
I don't know what I said. What did I say?
We started talking about it's good to swallow loogies and shit.
Yeah, and somehow I got away. I was like, we weren't talking about that. We were talking about if it was good to swallow our loogies, because that's what we were just doing. She's like, oh. Okay, I thought you were talking about what it would be like to hump a fat chick. I was like, oh my God.
When busted, talk about swallowing loogies. There you go, ladies and gentlemen.
But right on action, you have good music taste.
Yo, now, Novak, didn't you get punched in the fucking face
fucking
the other day?
Socks.
What? Who punched you, baby?
Okay. Who punched you, baby?
Yo, at right after...
Ow. Oh, Novak just punched G in the face.
What, are you just getting retort from what happened to you at the Billy Idol concert?
Pretty much.
Some girl
what
comes
happened?
Up, she wants an autograph.
Of not even me.
Not
evil
even Novak.
Jared, Bloodhound Gang.
Yeah, Evil Jared, and she goes...
And Novak works his way
Novak's
into
Novak's like,
it.
You can't just come up and get an autograph, babe. You gotta show your titties or something. She just socked him right in the face.
A punch.
Oh.
I had a headache. She hit me so
oh
hard.
Oh my God, dude.
It was the last thing I ever expected. To get
she
a
didn't show her tits, though?
No, dude, she punched me and ran away.
Fuck, you should have punched her back.
I'm not getting in a suit.
But I love how like you work your way into it. It's like, oh, Evil Jared, can I have your autograph? Well, babe, you gotta do something for us. Like, us?
I always
how did it get to be us? Like, how do you get a piece of his autograph fee?
Ray Kyung, can I please get your autograph?
Well, you gotta do something for us, babe.
like us,
Novak. How do you just weasel your way into somebody else's?
I heard Novak at the bar the other night. He was like, "Yeah, you know, we got this radio show. You know, we got this radio show we do every week, and yeah, it's our show. It's like our show. It's Bam's show, and like we
stop
get to be on
his ass.
It."
I'm playing a song for Shit Goose's arrival.
Nice. Oh
yeah, Shit Goose.
This is Leaves Eyes, and it's from this.
Yeah, buddy.
It's a German band, and it's the wife of the band Atrocity, which is really
good.
This song is called Tale of the Sea Maid on Radio Bam Series 28.
The next mom's an Atrocity of Hornets. She's a filthy cunt. All right, see ya.
time for your life.
Look what we found in Don Vito's ass.
This is Radio Bam, baby.
On Faction 28.
That's the sound your sister makes when she swallows.
No, that's the sound of your dad that I just sent his picture live right now to the serious guys, you dumbass. Yes, the color of midnight.
His name is Jerome.
Oh my God. Hey, there's a caller waiting to ask a question. Are you still there?
Hello?
Maybe she's gone.
Answer.
Hello, caller.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello, this is Novak.
What's going on, babe?
Mrs. Novak?
Huh?
For Novak?
Is this Mrs. Novak?
Hey. Who is this? Is this
I have Meredith? A question. State I have a question.
State your case, babe.
Go ahead.
State it.
All right. Bam, if you would you ever move to Texas instead of Pennsylvania? Because you would do 10 times more shit here than you can do in Pennsylvania and not get in trouble. Excuse my language.
I'm sure he'll pack up and leave right now, babe.
we're trying to keep him out of trouble.
Well, we just went to Orange, Texas, and...
It's locked.
But you weren't getting that much trouble, though.
Yeah, I like visiting Texas, but I like shitty Westchester. I mean, I got Raekwon here,
that's
I
right.
got Shit Goose here, I got, even though we all hate, no, I'm just kidding. Everybody lives in Westchester, and I can't drag everybody down to Texas, so we'll just take vacations down there.
I mean, even though Texas has good perks, like if you smoke weed, you get to go right to jail. I'm like here, where you just kind of get to prance around afterwards, get a little bit better.
Is that what you're saying?
You guys have people on death row for smoking weed? No thanks.
Do they?
Yeah, dude. Texas is an awful
make
state.
Shit up.
It's an awful... How many people... Okay. You know what? Never mind.
Hey, good
next
call.
Caller.
Good call, Franz.
Now, all right. See you.
I was ready to
yo,
go
thanks
off.
Thanks for calling, babe.
I'm saving it.
Thanks for calling, babe.
Thanks for calling, babe.
You forgot to ask her stats, you fuck.
Her stats? She isn't a basketball game.
Right? She's just here for the ad.
Why, are you trying to ram another train with Novak?
Hey, we got another caller. You want it?
Yeah.
Hello, what is your name? Devin.
Hello, I'm Devin.
Yes, I know already. I can predict it.
What's going on, babe?
You're psychic. I just like to say hey to everybody. And I have a question. Do you guys frequent any gentlemen's clubs or anything?
Where do you work, babe?
Hell yeah.
Gentlemen's
hell yeah.
clubs.
Just what are your favorite clubs? Ones? Yeah, like
around here?
Don't beat around the bush.
Where do you work?
Dance? Where do I work? Yeah. I'm from Indiana, and I work at the Hip Hugger Lounge in Kokomo, Indiana.
We've never been there, but if you give us a good enough show, we might make it.
It is. It's world famous.
I know a chick from Kokomo.
I might come on the strength of your voice, because you sound hot as fuck.
Yeah. Why don't we bring
her
here?
I am. I want Miss New Galaxy.
Why don't we build a strip pole in this fucking house and have
I'd like to look at you from the inside out, if possible.
Right.
I'm just trying to help.
Oh, that's sick. Hey, Daydreams, have you ever been there?
Where's that?
She's from Indiana.
I'm from Indiana.
And what's the place called again?
The Hip Hugger Lounge.
That sounds right up Novak's alley. I'm going to take him there on his birthday.
Good. Is that while you're there, I'm going to his mom's strip club.
Hey, Devin.
Hell, I'll hug some hip.
If the millionaire brings me there for my birthday, will you give me a happy ending?
Yes.
I'll call you. Babe, I'll get him to buy you a ticket if you're serious. To come
it's right by Indianapolis.
Indianapolis?
Hey, Devin, if we flew you here, if we flew you here, would you ride... Brandon Novak at the Devin Horse Show? Would you ride him and buck him?
I'd give you all really good him?
Would you suck him and fuck him?
Devin, can I ask you a serious question?
Yes.
Okay. How many men have you had in your life? I'm just... right off the bat.
Probably less than you, Franz.
Like, what do you mean? Lap dances or actually had?
No, I actually had. How many guys have you humped?
Unless they actually blew a load from a lap dance and it went up your fish hole.
Yeah, it doesn't, no, when you're getting paid, it doesn't matter.
I'm answering the serious question. I've humped about 25 guys and about 3 or 4 girls.
I believe that.
25?
And how old are you?
Huh?
How old?
26.
Well, that's not bad. And how old were you when you lost your virginity?
16.
Do you like anal sex, Devin?
No. I'm not really into the anal sex.
How about anal sex with a horse?
No.
Or a zorch.
Now what,
that's the nut.
What's the most guys you've had at once?
Yeah, good question.
17?
Most guys, no.
Actually, 25 were at once.
26 or whatever.
Actually, only one guy at once.
Were they all white?
Wow, you're a little prudish, but that's okay.
Do you sleep from nation to nation, or do you just go with born old crackers?
Oh, gosh. I'm not from nation to nation, no. you know, mostly.
All right. She's a good corn-fed Indiana
girl. Yeah, mostly corn-fed Indiana.
Hey. Oh, but I thought you didn't like anal. But you like corn-fed?
You're getting off.
Not into the anal. I think that's maybe something that has to grow on you.
Is it all nude where you work?
No.
Hey,
Devin,
if we come
but out, I have. I worked at places that are.
Oh, that's cool.
Well, thanks, Devin. Oh,
gotta go.
Devin,
thank
in
you.
A month, in a month, no, hold on, Devin, in a month, I'm going to take Novak up to Indiana to where you work and
awesome.
for his birthday.
That'll be a good show.
So we'll call up there and just forewarn you.
Tell your coworker that's it, hi.
I'm going to send a saddle along.
Dude, think of the stakeout's going
to
be there now.
Yeah, that's Devin.
Okay.
All right,
babe.
Love you.
Love you.
Bye,
hey,
guys.
Suck you.
Yo, Ben, should we talk about the contest we're going to run here?
What contest?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Set it up. You're setting this contest up.
Here's to prove that Novak would hump anybody. We want to say that we're going to be at, like, some dive bar where nobody shows up. So when, like, a girl does walk through the door, or guy, because, you know, it's...
$5,000, I'll hump a guy.
Yeah, so, let's
you already hump a guy for heroin?
Let's just pick somewhere, like... Hugh goes in. We'll say that we're going there on, like, a random fucking Tuesday, and we'll just sit there in the corner and drink, because anybody who walks through Hugo Inn is going to know that they're there to see
us. Yeah,
it's
there for the reason.
So if you're a girl and you walk into Hugo's Inn tomorrow... Oh, wait, tomorrow we have to do TRL.
Okay, give a date and time, and, like, seriously, let's do this.
All right.
Where, when, date... Set it up.
How about Thursday?
Thursday?
At 7.
What's the date of Thursday?
I've never been to Hugo's Inn.
Where is Hugo's Inn?
It's right on Route 1.
Okay. Oh, okay. We're going to be at Hugo's Inn on Route 1, Thursday at 7 p.m. That's this Thursday. Any girl that wants to hump me, to prove that I will hump anybody, I mean, I'm talking to 80-year-old grandma.
I will hump you. Fact, I know that. Go to Hugo's Inn at 6 to 7 o'clock.
Thursday.
Excuse me, it's on Route 1 in Kennett Square, PA. And Novak will bang you in the bathroom.
I'm not following. Where does the contest start? Why is there a contest?
The prize is...
My dirty, filthy diseases, and they can come next week and talk about it on the air with us.
Oh, okay. Well, then.
Ideco will donate a prize.
Yeah,
for Novak's favorite. I'm not going to say what it is, but it will be a worthy prize. I always give a worthy prize away.
Your sister's wet underwear, hopefully?
Maybe, if you're lucky, Novak.
He's so mad.
I hope it gives you instant AIDS and kills you.
I hope so, too, brother.
He hopes his sister's underwear gives him AIDS. There's something really fucked up going on here, and I don't know what it is.
Good point,
like, what the fuck?
Oh, man.
All right, what other callers we got? Yeah,
there's no more callers. This is the time we're supposed to talk. Now everybody's right, tripping online.
I do want to talk.
Yeah.
Shikus.
Oh, God.
You still talking to that Jody of yours?
Oh, that fuck her, man.
Tell me why.
She's a fucking cunt, man.
Tell me why.
She's a killer?
Yeah, but if she wants to come over tomorrow and get fucked, he'll do it.
No, I won't.
Giving in a weakness, huh?
I'd rather fuck Franz's fucking cigarette cancer bitch.
Well, that's not a very tall order.
What the fuck? God, fuck.
Look at this. The cat's come right back.
This is the cat that G said was two houses away.
Let him in. Don't let him leave.
So, G.
Who's to the cats?
Tell us. No.
What's up, Franz?
Okay, here's what I heard, and it's a rumor, and I'd like you to dispel it for all our listeners. The rumor was that Jody did you dirty with, like, 12 different dudes, and when you finally caught her,
what?
You know, you kicked her out of your life, and you said, fuck you, bitch, and all this stuff.
Wait, is this what you heard?
This is what I hear. This is the word on the street, on the Philly street. And then next thing you know, she's calling you up, like, with a moment and said, hey, what are you doing? I'm a block away.
Come over, babe.
Fuck her. She turned into, like, some crazy born again, man.
What? That party bitch turned into a born again.
Yeah.
She was probably so hopped up, she was a born again for an hour.
She called me up on my birthday. She's like, I don't think we should ever talk again. I'm like, why not?
But why are you calling me, talking to me now?
Yeah. Right. I respect for my boyfriend. I'm like, fuck him. Fuck you.
I think having someone's illegitimate baby doesn't qualify her for being born again.
Stop using all these big ass words, man.
Excuse me.
Keep it simple. Some dude fucking emailed me about, like, why don't you put the Pope up on your website? Because, dude, he died and shit. Fucking, I'm so pissed that you didn't put the... Fuck the Pope.
What are you talking about?
Dude, I know.
What are you talking about?
He
he's just bitter at the world right now.
I'm just so pissed.
Why are you taking out on the Pope?
He didn't do nothing to you, asshole.
We're talking about your ex-girlfriend.
I know, because
you
turned into a fucking born again and fucking just religion on my mind.
Look at this guy for all that.
You know what I don't understand?
What?
Why, if the Pope is all like talking about, you know, like God and all this stuff, why does he travel around in a fucking bubble because he thinks somebody's gonna shoot his ass? Like,
yeah,
that
did
got
shoot
shot.
His ass.
Yeah,
yeah,
he got blasted.
He's
What, 81, 82?
But he's only sick and he's very fucking acceptable to germs, so he needs to be safe, man.
You know how silly it looks when he travels around in a fucking bubble?
You know, acceptable to germs.
What's significant about this Pope is that he's been the Pope for, you know, many, many years, and he did a lot to help.
Thank you.
Poland and a lot of European countries escape communism.
You're boring me, Fran. I'm playing a song.
Sorry.
This song is from In Flames. They're from Sweden.
Yes.
You can tell the Pope to travel to Sweden and whatever. I don't care.
Fuck that one up.
This is The Quiet Place by In Flames.
Yes.
On what station, Deco?
Sirius 28, Novak's fucking faggot-ass parents. Fuck them in the grave. When they're dead, I'm going to fucking dig them up and skull fuck their faggot-ass. 28 Faction, Radio Bam.
I'm Sirius 28 Faction.
Saddest fucking faction when I fucked Novak's mom. Oh my god, I can't stop cursing. All right, you know who's here? Ryan Gilbert G. Ryan G. Gilbert stands for Give Me All That Great goulashes, gargantuan Happy Meal.
Oh,
sweet Ryan G.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah.
You know why I love Ryan G?
Well, who else is here, idiot?
Because there's so much to love.
Dude, I can't believe Shit Goose told the most blatant lie ever. We called him up right after Rake saw him. He's like, I went in to get a soda. I'm like, nobody stops at a rest stop
no
at
way,
McDonald's
dude
to get a soda. You could go to the fucking gas
station. You're right.
Station.
I got two number eights. I got two number eights, a four, and a two. I was fucking starving.
Come on,
man.
Don't lie.
Rick, what'd you do up in Vermont, buddy?
Look at him trying to change the subject.
He's so good at it, too, but he's not good
up in Vermont.
I know, I want to know. You're like, I'm going crazy.
Yo, G, be honest with us for five fucking seconds of your life.
Of your
What's the weight? Right now, what's the weight?
Probably 200.
Dico, you talk and amuse these people. I'm going to go weigh Shit Goose right now.
Okay, get a scale. Do it.
Okay, Bam right now is getting a scale. He's going to bring it over here, and G's going to have to weigh in here. G, who is eating as we speak.
G. Life partner has to help him find it.
Too bad.
You know,
Chief, where's the scale?
Let me set this up. Here's a guy who once was a vegetarian, lost fucking 50 pounds. He was a great-looking 155. He still has the photo, which he emails to girls all across the country.
Wait.
Oh, babe, I'm best friends with Bam Margera. Here's my photo.
We got it.
Emails this 155-pound
photo.
That's
on the rug. It's not going to work.
And when these bitches meet him, they fucking...
That shit's going to piss me off.
What's up, DiCamello?
Yeah, we got the scale.
We got a guy coming through that wants to bomb on Ryan James.
Oh, my God.
Okay, while we weigh him, let that dude trash him.
All right, G, we're weighing you.
Have you have
Stan? Yeah. Hey, Stan on that phone.
Caller.
No, caller.
That shit lies.
Do it.
Dude, he's saying that the scale lies. Stand on the fucking
You're the
scale.
Boss.
Stand on the scale, G. Stand on the scale.
Do
be a man.
It doesn't matter.
I don't feel like it.
Stand.
Get his ass up.
Get up, do it.
Ryan G is standing. Ryan G is standing.
We'll deduct 5 pounds of clothing, okay?
Whatever
you weigh, we'll deduct 5 pounds.
All right, here we go. G, get on.
Put him on.
G wants us to deduct 10 pounds for his clothes.
Here we go, guys.
Okay, what's the weight?
Okay, he's standing on the
scale.
Caller,
what do you think the weight is? Give us the estimate.
Wait. Caller, how much do you think G weighs?
Probably like
175. Nah, come on.
Come on, asshole. Have you ever seen G?
Yeah, no, he's a fat fuck.
Fucking fat.
I weigh 200 pounds.
G says he weighs 200. Weighed it. It's 230. And we'll deduct his shoes for 5 pounds, even though shoes only weigh less than 1 pound.
Yeah.
But we'll just say.
Gee, what happened there?
Shoes off.
He took his shoes off.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Yo, Franzi, why don't you step on there? You're fucking fat, too.
All right, pussy, how much do you think I weigh?
I think Franz
weighs... You're,
like,
short and stubby.
How much do you got weigh, pussy?
I see.
Look at him sticking out his chest out.
See your chest? Come on, punch that fucking thing right back.
You see this?
All right. All right, faggot.
What do you got weigh, pussy?
Go stand on the fat boy.
I'm guessing...
210.
And I got
these
big-ass fucking burly combat boots.
190.
Wait, how do you start this fucking faggot shit?
190.
Here's the thing about Franz. Franz will wake up all day. He'll do push-ups and sit-ups and, like, not even eat anything. He'll
190.
Just drink, he'll drink black coffee the whole time. All right, Franz weighs 189. So he'll drink black coffee all day. He won't eat anything. And then, dude, right when it's time to go to fucking Betty Buy, he just hammers, like... chocolate chip cookie dough, like a whole tub of it.
Dude, it's so true, and it's
fat,
so
dude.
Sad.
You have, like, this alien baby.
Every fucking night before I go to bed, I have to eat, like, a major-ass meal. I'm talking, like, half a gallon of Breyers mint chocolate chip ice cream. I'm a fat fuck, I can't help it, but at least I'm not as bad as Jay, who outweighs me by 40 pounds, who's the same height.
Yeah, you gotta take off fucking...
She's 30 pounds fatter than he thought that he was.
Hey, I haven't weighed myself in fucking years.
Obviously.
What does that matter? You're still fat. What are you talking about?
You haven't weighed yourself. Have you looked in a mirror?
I'm hot stuff, man.
Yeah, where's your girlfriend that agrees? You have no girl, that means you're not.
Sorry I don't fucking eat and puke it up like you two fuckers.
Oh!
Yo,
Yo, he pulls the anorexic card.
These fuckers like purge all the time. Yo, eat and throw up.
Fucking Novak is an anorexic. He's poor.
Dude, what was the last time you fucked Jody?
He has to eat it twice.
What was the last time you fucked Jody?
What's your obsession with Jody? When did you fuck?
Yeah,
you
fucking last.
Yeah, when was the last time you fucked your ex-girlfriend?
Last year.
That long ago?
That's a lie.
What was the last sex that you had?
You.
Did you fuck the Asian Persuasion recently?
No.
Yeah, let's call Jody and see if he's telling the truth.
If any girls out there bang Ryan G, call 877
Pornbag.
Yo, who's the last girl that you fucked? Think about it.
Yeah, fucking Jen.
Who?
Fucking your chick.
Fuck you.
I'll tell you what.
I fucked her dirty pussy, man.
What, man?
Then I punched her in the fucking face and spit on her.
She's so mad right now. What'd you do that, man?
The last girl that he hugged was that girl that you
trailed. Fucking walrus girl.
Boss hog.
Boss hog.
I'll tell you what, though. G has been very generous with his photo and QuickTime collection. He showed us all kinds of porn of him fucking this one Asian chick. How many times is this chick going to let you fucking... Dude, okay, we're making a music video for the band Him, and, like, we're doing all this stuff, like, we're going crazy, and G comes up with this little fucking, this little DVD player with it, you know,
DVD?
A
DVD
player. A DVD player with a pop-out screen. He's like, Franz, look at this. He fucking presses a button, and there's him fucking this Asian girl, but his... It's doggy style, and his entire stomach is resting on her back, on her ass. Dude.
So true. Not even last.
And he's looking in the mirror at himself.
Oh my god!
It's a fucking epic photo, man.
But you know what? It was fucking good video, dude.
Wasn't it taken on a white backdrop?
That was another one. That was another one.
How do you talk these girls into it?
Dude, the Asian Persuasion has this random ass tattoo of 13 on her arm like a fucking football player. It's so weird. I don't get it.
She's a horny chick, what can I say?
13 times.
I don't get it, man.
She can do it 13 ways, G's ass.
I'll never understand your logic to anything, G.
You know, it's funny the extent that G will go through to fucking get one of these girls. He's actually dropped Bam's actual phone number on the internet to random girls to prove that he's friends with Bam.
Yeah. Welcome, Don Vito.
Like, what are you doing, dude?
Oh, I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry I did that.
G-named the wrong way. I do it the right way.
I got Bam's number. No, you don't. Yes, I do. Well, then give it to me. I'm not going to give it. You're not going to give it because you don't have it. All right, the number 6.
I'm going to give you the right and wrong way to name drop because I name drop and G does. He does it wrong. I do it right. Now, G will do, yo, I know Bam. I'll take you to his house. Out of nowhere. The bitch even asked about him, right? How do you know? Were you there? So shut up. Were you there?
Shut up.
So, I'll hear Novak name drop, and he'll have, like, two girls around him, his arms as we're walking down, like, Westchester or whatever, and he'll just be like,
so, ladies, where are we going to wind up tonight? What do you want to do? Hey, Bam, where do you feel like going tonight?
Like, Bam. He'll just, he'll just be like, let's figure out where we're going to go. Yo, Bam, where do you want to go?
You know, it's very in the street, and it works, man. That makes me look like a name-dropping homo, like G.
Oh, G. Boy, you're just getting ripped a new asshole tonight, aren't you?
Oh, of course. I mean, it's classic, man.
Of course he likes it.
G here, it's a classic.
Yo, G, are you going to go to Hugo's Inn to see who's going to hump Novak?
Shit, I'll probably be right with him.
On Thursday?
Yo, G rides my coattail for pussy, man.
That's horrible.
Are you going to run a train on the girl that shows up?
I'm going to film the shit. I'm going to film it in 16.
Survival. Hey, Franz is looking pissed off, man. You better.
My job is to shoot all the film, motherfucker.
So let's talk about Franz.
No. There's a girl here that says she got G in trouble for dropping Bam's name. If you got her there, put her through. Let's talk to this girl.
You're
G.
Fucked.
Hello?
All right. Shh. Hello?
What up?
Yo.
What's going on, babe?
We want Ryan G to confirm this, so...
Tell your story first, babe.
Tell your story.
What's going on here?
All right. Remember, I don't think Bam remembers because he was fucking trashed.
He's
but
on Klonopin.
What?
No, he's out.
He was on Klonopin.
No,
he's
not.
Okay, come on.
What happened,
Let's
babe?
Go. What happened?
Okay. Well, I said that fucking G dropped Bam's name, and he got mad, and I just wanted to say on air that I was sorry. I shouldn't have done that. Because G's a good
where
guy,
were we?
And you guys rip it on him.
Where were we?
We're just
what did he say, and how did he drop Bam's name?
I said that I had been talking to him, and I said I was coming down there, and you guys were like, how many times did he say Bam's name? And I just felt like a dick for ratting him out.
No, you should definitely rat him out.
How many times did you say Bam's name?
No, I'm not going to say it again. I'm not going to say it again.
What? We're not serious.
How many times?
This is how we get along with each other. We make fun of each other.
Babe, this is therapeutic. This is how we let it all out and remain friends.
Yeah, Novak rapes my sister. I fuck his mom. And life goes on.
And we still drink together. So now when G's talking to you on the computer, because that's all he does, he doesn't let me just chats online. when he's talking to you on the computer, did he just drop names, Bam, out of nowhere? Tell me, babe.
No, I kinda, but
he's trying to think of it.
Come on,
how did I drop his
name
out
of
nowhere?
Don't
help him out. Shiku's trying to answer the question before she does.
Totally. Okay, babe, what do you do?
I can't hear you guys.
I'm sorry.
Hold on. Where did we meet? Where was this? What town?
Dude, you're
no.
It was online.
When I called in last week.
I was hammered.
Yeah, you were trashed. It was hilarious.
Yeah, I was.
We have work.
No. Did you like that show?
Did I like it?
Yeah, did you find that show good?
It was pretty amusing.
Cool.
Well, hey, if you find that amusing, we're having a contest. Well, at least Brandon Novak is.
I
hate that he has the same name.
Yeah, come on.
Hey, listen, Manny. He's got a heart on that could reach his mother if I wasn't in line first. And the contest is at Hugo's Bar in Kennett Square.
Hugo.
I'll tell you when and where, but I just did. It's Thursday night. How do you like that?
Between
6 and 7 and your legs.
She'll be there.
No, you've got to be there. You got to be there. Let him sting your hive. Come on.
Put up flyers.
Well, hey, babe.
Wait, I am coming out there in May, so you guys
better
be ready to party.
Well, you suck Novak's cock on Thursday nights. That's a question.
No, I don't blame you, honey.
I don't blame you.
Where are you from?
Boston.
Where are you from?
Boston.
Boston.
Yeah.
Right.
Boston.
Had to make the Boston Strangler.
All right, thanks again, babe.
All right, later.
It's getting old. Yeah. Bye.
Thanks for confirming G's a name dropper.
Yep.
All right, who else we got?
That was G's retort. Is you?
Hey, Hugo's Hotel. What the hell is Hugo's?
No, Hugo's Inn. I never been there. It probably sucks.
Well, guess what? We're done for tonight. But
oh, man.
Hugo's.
This was great.
Hugo's Bar, Kennett Square. There is a contest. Right. You walk in there, you fuck Novak, you get a prize. And it ain't some bullshit calculator from the dollar store that you get when you buy some bullshit jewelry.
And meet Bam Margera there too.
How many times can you hump?
I mean, I'll go.
What if, like, 5 girls show up?
Well, hopefully we'll do it all at once.
Viagra. Yeah, just put some butter in the end of his fucking cock, and he won't feel a thing. He'll hump all night.
It won't get hard.
It won't get hard? Don't put it up your nose. Put it in your fucking
dick. What are you talking about, drugs? I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Well, all right.
Does that work?
I don't know, but it numbs everything up. Anyway, that's it. We're done with the fucking show.
All right, I'm ending this show with the best song ever. Villa from Him recorded this in my house. And it's an acoustic version.
Oh, this is great.
This is Novak's favorite shit.
I like this too.
Yeah, no one has ever heard this yet, so this is also a world premiere. We got two world premieres. We got Turbo Negro, and now we have him live at my house. This is the Sacrament.
Wrap it up, buddy.
And we are saying goodbye on Radio Bam Series 28. Fuck.
Call Mrs. Novak. I'll fuck you. I'm a whore. Oh,
Thursday night, Hugo's. I'm ready with a hard cut.
Good night.
The wonders of modern technology, again. Let's see what happens. Do you know how to listen to the playback?
Hey!
I'm not sure. Oh, we've got just one mic, so I'm not sure about the balance.
Hey!
I can't even play my own songs. I hear peace so far from me, and I feel your touch so. Church is not of silver and gold. Its glory lies beyond judgment of souls. The commandments are of consolation.
that sacred dream won't fail. The sanctuary tenderness of prayer, the sacramental love, the sacramental warmth is you. The sacrament is you. I hear you weep so far from here, and I taste your tears like you're next to me, and I know my weak prayers are not enough to heal. Oh, your ancient wounds so deep and so dear. Revelation is of hatred and fear. You know a sacred dream won't fail. The sanctuary tenderness of faith. The sacramental love, the sacramental warmth is sacrament is you. Oh, you know our sacred dream won't fail. The sanctuary tenderness of fail. Sacrament of love, sacrament of warmth is true. Sacrament is you.
Probably listen to it. Check out the balance if we can. I don't know how to do it. Do you? Stop. And then just.
Radio Bam. That's Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28 Faction.
Later.